Welcome, welcome, welcome on board the Random Ship for yet another episode of the podcast. This is episode 9. As always, I am your Captain Holt, and with me is my first mate and my brother, Alan.
Hey there.
For those of you who may be joining us for the first time, here's what to expect. The next 20 to 30 minutes, we will take you on a ride through the waters of the weird, the obscure, and the strange.
And if you make it to the end of this episode, you'll be rewarded with your weekly ship fact.
So we have a busy show this week, Alan. I don't want to take too much time in our little chit-chat segment, but I did have something that was very weird this week.
You always seem to.
Yeah, and it wasn't anything weird that happened to me. It was just a really weird observation that I had that you think I would have had years ago. And it's about an extremely popular song.
Okay, what song?
Uptown Funk by Bruno Mars. Except this time, it was actually sung by Alvin and the Chipmunks.
Oh, I don't know if that's better or worse.
Yeah, I was listening to a children's Spotify playlist with my son, and there the Alvin and the Chipmunks cover of Uptown Funk came on, which, first, weird choice in a song for a bunch of chipmunks to sing.
They love their funk.
But secondly, I don't know if it was because it wasn't Bruno Mars singing it, and it was just I was hearing it differently, but I had not a bone to pick. This isn't a beef of the week, but I noticed how weird one particular lyric in the chorus is. It goes, I'm so hot, call the police and the fireman. I'm so hot, I make a dragon want to retire, man. So I have a couple questions for Bruno here. One, does he think it's a dragon's job to light things on fire?
It's all they're good for, breathing fire on stuff.
Yeah, but it's not their job. That's just what they do. That's like saying, oh, that horse was running fast. His job must be difficult. No, that's not his job. He's not employed to start your campfire. It's not like you go camping and they're like, would you like us to start it for you? Come over here, and this, like, 1,000-ton dragon comes waddling over.
Not flying. Dragons only waddle.
Well, you're in a campground. They got huge wings. They won't be able to fly over to your campsite. Plus, it would put all the other fires out.
Oh, smart.
Yeah, see? Camp safety.
But that's how they make more business for them. It's the only thing they can do.
Yeah, they have fallen substantially since Game of Thrones was canceled. Or not, yes. Canceled, since it came to an end, and work for dragons has gone downhill. At least according to Bruno Mars. Like, does he think, wow, that chicken produced an egg, must be hard work? No, it would have done that regardless. We just collect the eggs. Like, same with the cow. The cow would have made milk, we just release the milk. Like, it's not its job. I guess he probably just chose it for the rhyme scheme. Well, anyway, on that random observation, let's move into our next segment, Alan. Random facts.
Ooh, my favorite.
What this segment is I scour the internet looking for the weird, wonderful, and wacky facts of this place we call planet Earth. And I surprise Alan and get his reaction.
And sometimes he doesn't surprise me.
Like last week. The first random fact, Alan. Did you know that you can hear a blue whale's heartbeat from 2 miles away?
I did not. Does that work if you're on land and they're in the water?
It didn't say. Apparently you can hear it through the water. But you know that their heartbeat's only 8 to 10 times a minute. And obviously because they're massive, their heart is the size of a small car. 1,300 pounds.
Oh, jeez. It makes sense, but there's no way if you're on land and they're like 2 miles away from you in the water, you can hear that.
Yeah, you think the water would... That's why I was surprised that like underwater you could hear that. That seems water would camouflage that.
No, water, a random fact for you, water actually transfers sound better than air.
That's not true. If I'm trying to talk to you,
it's
underwater,
absolutely true.
No, if we're in a pool and I'm trying to yell at you, it sounds
it'll be louder if I'm underwater with you than if I'm out of the water.
Oh, yes. Well, obviously. Next one. This one's has a touch of morbidity with some great fun and humor in it.
Well, if that's not our niche.
The inventor of the Frisbee was eventually turned into a Frisbee.
Was his name Mr. Frisbee? Because then he was always a Frisbee.
No, his name was Steady Ed Hedrick.
Oh, his first name was Steady?
Well, that was his nickname.
That's weird.
And he invented both the Frisbee and the sport of disc golf.
Oh, that's not surprising at all.
Apparently, his final wish was to have his ashes turned into a Frisbee. He said that it was his father's dream for his son to play with him with his grandson. I guess he being the Frisbee.
That's weird. I'm glad our parents don't have weird final wishes.
He thought it would be funny if he eventually ended up on some stranger's roof because he got thrown too high.
So even the guy who invented Frisbees knew these always get stuck on people's roofs.
I gotta admit, that is pretty funny. Like that, that's right up there with like Bob Marley when he died. Apparently he had his ashes rolled with some weed and turned into a joint and people like smoked it.
Oh, that doesn't sound fun. That sounds less fun than the Frisbee thing.
It doesn't sound like it'd be good. Like, I feel like you'd cough a lot.
That's smoking.
But it's right up there. It's like, what are you known for? I am known for the Frisbee. Turn me into the Frisbee. Like me, it's like, what are you known for? Talking. So would they
turn me into a mouth?
Or like the voice box of one of those Build-A-Bears? It just plays random clips from random ship.
That would be the... Who would buy that Build-A-Bear? This one has the ashes of some dude in it.
It's like...
He wasn't anyone super well known. He kind of had a podcast.
It's like a really weird Chucky. Except, like, worse, because he doesn't kill you. He just annoys you by telling terrible jokes and being loud.
You're right. Being annoyed is much worse than death.
Well, by the time you've spent a week with Build-A-Holt, you will want to die. Ask Dana. Ask my wife. She... Build-A-Holt. If you want us to make Build-A-Holt, drop us a line at randomshipthepodcast@gmail.com or on Instagram at randomshipthepodcast. On to the next fact. The Baseball Hall of Fame had a secret inductee.
Okay. All sorts of stuff. I don't care at all about baseball. But
me neither. I just found this fact interesting.
Was it secret to the people in the Baseball Hall of Fame?
Yes.
How?
So basically, a bar owner in 1988 was visiting the Baseball Hall of Fame.
Okay.
And I don't know if his father had just died, but as a way of like maybe an inside joke or of honoring his father, he somehow got into one of the display cases.
Okay.
And brought a framed picture of his dad in a baseball uniform.
Okay.
And people didn't notice for 6 years that this random guy was in this prestigious like display case at the Baseball Hall of Fame. That is fantastic.
That is awesome. But question, were his ashes in the picture?
They're made into...
Put into the ink.
Put into the ink to make a picture of himself. How? How conceited do you have to be?
That's like, what you would do!
I want you... I do. One of my best friends, Carrie, is a fantastic painter. So I just tell her, when I die, I want you to paint me. So, like, paint you your dead body? No. Take my ashes. Mix them
in
with
your
paint.
Like, black paint. Get it the color of my hair.
And make one of those really, like, creepy, I'm an authoritarian thing picture to go above the fireplace. That's what... Then my surviving family will have to stare at it forever. Until we donate it to the Hall of Fame. Did you know, Alan, that a U.S. park ranger, think Yogi Bear, was hit by lightning?
Yogi Bear's a park ranger?
No, but that's like, he would look after Yogi Bear and make sure, or make sure he doesn't steal picnic baskets. Anyway, you're going to let me get to the... A U.S. park ranger was struck by lightning 7 times in his career and survived all 7.
Wow, that answered my first question.
He was a park ranger for 35 years between 1942 and 1977, which means every 5 years he could expect to get struck by lightning.
Do you How many times does it have to happen for you to realize it's a pattern? Like, oh man, the last... Every 5 years on this day, I've been struck by lightning for the past 19 years, so...
I told the department that these tinfoil raincoats were not a good idea.
Did you just, like, hold this metal pole up during rainstorms?
It doesn't say. It did say, though, the chances of this happening at all are 4.15 in... Now, I don't even know what number this is. It's 4.5 in 1 with 32 zeros after it.
Oh, just 32, eh?
4.15 in 100 non-nillion chance. Nice. That you would get struck by lightning 7 times. It's 1 in 500,000 that you get struck once. And I can promise you, if I get struck by lightning, we will hear about it on the podcast.
I believe you.
Or Carrie will be busy using my ashes for paint. Carrie's going to text me and be like, I am not doing that. Do not give me homework. And finally, Alan, did you know that in what may be the least surprising fact ever, rich Russian people hire fake ambulances to rush them through traffic to their meetings?
I did not know that, but I'm not surprised.
Yeah, there are fake ambulances that cost $200 an hour that the insides are like limousines, basically. And they just turn on their lights and shuffle these rich people. That's like...
That sounds illegal.
That's like super Uber. It's Russia. Nothing's illegal if you're rich in Russia. To be fair, very little in the rest of the world is illegal if you're rich. But we got to get that podcast money so we can get a fake ambulance.
And move to Russia. Apparently.
Yeah, if our Russian audience grows and we end up doing a live show in Russia, we should have an hour in a fake ambulance. And just do a...
You mean for the podcast or just like for fun?
We will record a podcast while in a fake limousine ambulance. Nice. We have it. So Russian audience, speak up if you want us to come do a live show.
And now on to our next segment. Everybody's favorite, except mine, because I said a different one was my favorite earlier. Random ranking.
So this week, Alan, I thought we could do something a little bit different. Normally we go head to head. We rank our top 3 in certain topics. I thought this week we could work together.
Ooh, teamwork.
Because I would say one of the most random and one of the most annoying parts about 2021 so far is the fact that Friends has left Netflix. And not that I care all that much. Like, I've seen Friends between reruns and on Netflix probably 3 times in its entirety.
It's but probably too many.
We are getting so many commercials from Crave, or I'm sure around the world you're getting it wherever it's on. But it's on Crave here in Canada. And it's like, we have Friends. By the way, we have Friends. Do you have Friends? Because we have Friends. Let's all make Friends. It's like... Oh, like I watched the Bills game this weekend and my every other commercial was like, do you have friends who like football? We have friends who like coffee. Like, ugh, it's like, oh my goodness. We get it.
So bad.
Yeah, we get it. You have friends now. We get it.
You used to have nothing, Crave. Now you have nothing and friends.
So, with them being so annoying, we thought we would work together to decide once and for all, this is not a random ranking. This is a final ranking of all of the friends from best to worst. Well, actually, we're going in reverse order. So from worst to best. So, Alan, in the first round, I think we can both agree that the two worst friends are Phoebe and Ross. Correct?
Definitely Ross.
I say what we do is we decide between them who is the absolute worst. Okay. So who do you think is the worst friend, Phoebe or Ross?
Ross.
I also thought that until I realized this whole show, it's the Ross show. It's all about Ross. Literally the first scene of the show, he comes in all sad because Carol, his first wife, turned out to be a lesbian and left him. And then he falls in love with Rachel, who he's loved since high school. And then the whole story is just, the whole 10 years is how he kept screwing up and blah, 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 and then eventually ended up with her. That's the whole thing. I mean, she had to sleep with models and Joey and all that before she realized that Ross was good. But to be fair, she wouldn't have left if he had just been loyal while they were on a break.
I mean, they were on a break.
So, just because you're on a break, you don't just pivot to another woman.
Okay. I understand the... Sure, maybe the story's about Ross, which, you know, I don't necessarily agree with. But he's so bad. They joke in the show that his thing is getting divorced.
I know, but do you know that he also has... Someone actually went through and watched every episode and recorded who had the most lines. He has more lines than anyone else on the show. Plus, he has more scenes where it's basically like him solo than anyone else. I'm just saying, he's boring.
And I'm just saying,
he's awful.
That's the worst option. Literally, any other character would have been better to have more lines.
Well, Phoebe has the least lines.
I mean, that's fair. She sings a lot, though. And she had the amazing idea behind the Relaxy Cab. And I've remembered that since I was like 6.
And Smelly Cat. But I'm just saying, the whole show was built around Ross. So have I converted you? Is Ross not the absolute worst friend?
No, Ross sucks. He's so bad. Every time he opens his mouth, I want him to shut it.
Fine, we'll flip a coin. Heads or tails, Alan?
Heads.
Oh, it is tails.
Well, I can't see the coin, so I guess I'll have to take your word for it.
It actually is tails. So that is official. The worst friend of all time is Phoebe.
Ross.
The fifth worst friend of all time is Ross.
Phoebe.
Now, for the semifinals, Alan, we will pit the two remaining ladies against the two remaining gentlemen.
I think Joey and Chandler is way easier, so we should maybe get that one out of the way first.
Okay, Joey is better than Chandler.
What? No!
Yes.
Chandler's way better.
Mm-mm. Chandler is better at the beginning, but as soon as he gets with Monica, he, like, loses all his, like, snarkiness and all his, well, kind of the whole thing that you have going on about, like, sarcasm and all that stuff. Like, I see why you like him.
He's always sarcastic.
No, not by the end.
Always.
By the end, Monica has him in a vice grip.
Was it not but 3 episodes ago that you said he had one of the most memorable lines in all of Friends?
Yes, that is true. However, Joey also was the only one worthy of a spinoff.
Yeah, which was awful.
He achieved his dream. And he was always just so loving. Even if he, like, from the whole time, the Joey arc was he was just the loving, goofy guy. Now he got more and more stupid as the seasons went on, but he got older. That's what happened.
That's what you don't get wiser or anything, just
yeah,
dumb.
Me at 18 versus me now, I'm so much more stupid now.
It's, well, the bar was pretty low, so I don't know how you got much lower. I just resonate with the humor of Chandler more. Joey's kind of just, like you said, was just goofy, right? The funny things he did were funny because they were dumb, right? They weren't funny because they were clever like Chandler was.
I just think Joey is better, but clearly I did not win you over. So I will allow you to decide who moves on.
Okay, I don't have any coins.
No, you can just pick. You can pick this one, and if we disagree on the ladies' side, I will pick the ladies.
Well, I will pick Chandler, because I'm biased.
Well, that ruins my whole board, so thank you.
You're welcome. I don't know how you expected anything but that to happen when you gave me the option.
Maybe if I give him the option, he'll agree with me. No, if I was going to agree with you, I just agreed with you.
That was me doing your voice.
I sound like that? Yo-yo.
Exactly.
So on to the ladies. I think Monica is better than Rachel.
I will take the Rachel side of this argument.
My whole argument with Monica is simply two things. One, she was the hottest of all the friends, so I had the biggest crush on her.
Debatable.
Growing up. And two, she didn't need to have her nipples poking out every episode to get airtime. Come on, Jennifer Aniston, you're better.
Jennifer Aniston's fault that the studio was so cold.
How cold is their apartment that her nipples are always like, they're like sundials?
What? They're just pointed off at weird angles?
Sundials are straight up.
No, they're not.
Yes, they are. Fine. They're like flagpoles, Alan, whatever.
Okay. Well, I mean, I am going to steal your Ross argument in that she was the foil to Ross, the main character. So
she wasn't the foil. She was the love of his life. This could have been two seasons if she had just stayed with him. And also, I noticed, doing more research on this, Ben just disappears eventually. Like, Ross has a son through, like, the first four or five seasons, and then once he starts, like, getting with Rachel and stuff, it's like, well, Ben's gone. We don't want to ruin Rachel's life by making her a stepmom. She's still a fun Sex in the City kind of girl.
That is not her fault that Ross is the worst.
So she killed Ross's son. That is the theory.
Ross killed his son because he's the worst.
Now it's dark. Now you've taken it to a dark place.
Yeah, I did. Okay.
So it is my decision, and I say Monica is the best of all the females.
Darn, I really, really, really wanted it to be Rachel.
Now for the grand finale. Who do you think is better? Now, I will say, in all honesty, I had Joey as the best friend of all time. So, with these two together, Chandler is my leader between the two of them. Because Monica is just too bossy.
So bossy.
Her beautiful looks and her great food cannot make up for how bossy she is.
Yeah, it's one of those things where these two ended up together, right? And they had to put up with each other's, you know, quirks. And Chandler was really, like, sarcastic and stuff. And, oh, that's hard to deal with. But Monica was so controlling.
Let's recap, Alan. The best friend of all time.
Number one.
Chandler Bing.
Chandler.
The second best friend, Monica Geller. Ooh, we never did Joey versus Rachel. I say Joey. Oh,
I say Joey.
Okay. Joey Tribbiani, number three. Rachel Green, number four. Ross Geller, number five.
No.
And the main character of the show. And Phoebe Buffay, the weird one who didn't need to be in the show at all. She just made things weird and awkward. That is the definitive ranking. In actuality, I would put Gunther ahead of Phoebe. I would have put Tom Selleck ahead of Phoebe. The only redeeming quality about Phoebe was she married Paul Rudd. So that, she got better after
Ross is the worst.
And we're just about to pull into harbor here to end yet another episode, episode 9 of The Random Ship. Before we do, though, I wanted to remind you to drop us an email at randomshipthepodcast@gmail.com or follow us on Instagram at randomshipthepodcast. Alan, hit him with this week's ship fact.
This week's ship fact is... the ship that holds the most people is the Allure of the Seas, which is an Oasis-class cruise ship owned by the Royal Caribbean Cruise Line. It holds 6,780 people.
You're bringing up bad memories there, Alan.
Do you not like cruise ships?
No, I love cruise ships. You were with me when I got married on my cruise ship. You were... not my cruise ship, I didn't own it. But you were my best man. You know how much I love cruise ships. I was actually scheduled to travel on the Allure of the Seas from Barcelona to Miami this past October, but thanks to COVID, it was canceled. So the trip I was planning for 2 years went down the drain, and I still have yet to go to Spain. I took those 2 days of Spanish classes for nothing.
Well, I'm sorry for bringing up such painful memories.
Yeah, I could have had so much tapas.
So much tapas.
Tapas. Thanks for joining us for yet another episode here aboard the Random Ship. It was lovely having you aboard.
Have a great week, everyone.